on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about being aware of your mental clutter. Does your mental clutter increase with the ending of summer? Are you more likely to have new or different mind madness as school approaches? Would you like to put worry, doubt, and monkey mind behind you? Learn how to be aware of your mental clutter in this month's bonus episode.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas.
Today's episode was inspired because I think it's always beneficial to be aware of your mental clutter. If you've been listening or watching for a while, you know I say it often. Awareness plus action equals change. Today's episode was also inspired as many of you are going back to school, summer is a more carefree time, and the school year can bring on new stressors for both parents and kids. What are your worries as a parent? Keeping up with the Joneses. Committing to things you really don't want to do. And we all know you're going to be asked to do about 5,000 things, probably more than that. How about your children? Are they worried about being overwhelmed by school? Do they freeze when they have to take tests? Do they want to be the cool kid and liked by everyone? What is a cluttered mind? To me, a cluttered mind has obsessive, repetitive, unsettled thoughts. Maybe to you, it feels like your mind controls you and there's no off button. Most of us experience mental clutter or monkey mind daily, if not more than that, if not minute by minute, hour by hour. What's your mental clutter? Do you have obsessive thoughts? Ruminate on what you should have said? Do you spend hours picking something apart? I used to worry a lot about what I said, didn't say, what someone meant, if someone liked me, if they didn't like me. You get the idea. When I first started my business, I never gave my mind a break. There was always something to plan, think about, and do. My husband made a huge difference when he came into my life. How do we figure out our mental clutter? First, observe your thoughts. This can be really challenging. Don't judge, just observe. For the next week, monitor your thoughts. Are you living in the past, present, or future? Are there areas where you get stuck? Where do you spend most of your mental energy? Where the attention goes, the energy flows. If you're worried about failing a test, you're paving the way for that to happen if that is what you focus on. You might discover you're living in the past or future. So many times we're on autopilot and our thoughts are habitual. However, once you are aware, you can make changes. Awareness plus action equals change. I know I probably sound like a broken record, but I do this podcast because I'm really hoping you're taking action and changing your lives. When you make positive changes, it allows another to do the same because they can be influenced by you and see how you've changed your life. And quite frankly, it adds to the betterment of all of us. When one raises our vibration, it raises the vibration of everyone. Don't judge your thoughts and try to change them. Be a bystander and observe. The goal here is to increase your self-awareness. Try observing your thoughts when engaged in a physical activity. I do this while mowing. Mowing is great for me because I do a big mind dump. You could also try this while washing dishes, painting your nails, or folding clothes. The first time I did this was an eye-opener. I considered myself a pretty positive person, mainly living in the present. Dang, was I wrong. I discovered I was fairly negative because I was so focused on the past. After observing, it might be helpful to write down what you're thinking. One, this can be beneficial because you just do a brain dump, but it can also help you work through your thoughts. When you find yourself drifting in the past or future, bring yourself back to the present. Set a timer every half an hour to observe where your thoughts are. Try and learn more about yourself. Can you understand why your thoughts may be in the past or future? If you think about the past, wishing you had responded differently, do you need better boundaries? Do you need to speak up for yourself? If you find your mind wandering to the future, what can you do now to alleviate worries? What thoughts do you notice keep repeating? Your power and point to change is in the present moment, so what action can you take? Once you've figured out your mental clutter, begin to take action to clear it. Maybe you worry about saying no to someone. Come up with a plan to be able to say no. Have a pat answer. I'd really like to, but this semester we're focusing on Bobby and making sure that his homework skills are good. This semester, I'm committed to only volunteering for one organization. Have a buddy that can help stick up for you. If you're attacked in the morning by school moms when you drop off your kid at school, make sure your partner's there to help you or speak up on your behalf. Sorry, but Sue's already committed to helping me with a project this year. Make sure you aren't alone with the person. I bet we all have someone that, even though we're screaming no inside, we find ourselves saying yes. Screen your calls. Remember to be firm and direct. You can say no from a loving space.
Are you tired of being stressed out every time school begins? Would you or your child benefit from being more organized? Ready to be on top of it all and achieve your goals? Our successful school year, get organized, clear clutter, and gain peace of mind, Facebook Mastermind community can support you. More information at reawakenyourbrilliance.com under Life Organization Masterminds.
Say your child worries about failing a test. Review their study habits and routines. Where can they strengthen? Do they need to get extra help? What food can they eat for breakfast the day of the test or a snack right before to give them energy? How are their sleep habits? How can you build confidence? Ask these questions and then take actionable steps. When I was in junior high, I was an awful speller. Now, my father knew what my strengths were, things like English and history, and where I wasn't so strong, such as math and science. He knew I was slacking when I was in junior high and failing my spelling test. So he'd come in every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the spelling test was Friday morning, and go over my spelling list 3 times each night. I ended up writing a story about this and did it kind of like a horror story, and I won a King Arthur Author Award. My English teacher told me that she kept the stories for years as it was one of her favorites. Ironically, they are now my next door neighbors to my parents. Anyway, my father knew that I had to take action to be able to pass my spelling test. Once we did that, I was an A spelling student. Let's break it down a little further. Say you have an area or thought. I worry about not having enough money when I'm old. I think a lot of people probably think about this. Now that you're aware of that thought, come up with a plan to take action. Perhaps you ask friends who are good at managing money how they save and seek recommendations for a financial advisor. Or start contributing to your company's retirement fund. Save money by quitting cable TV and putting the money into a mutual fund. Create a budget to know where you spend and figure out where you can eliminate. Or do an extra mortgage payment a year to pay off your house early. If you haven't already developed a mindfulness practice, It's a great way to slow down mental clutter. The results with a daily meditation practice are innumerable. My practice allows me to not become completely derailed with challenges and keeps me calm and focused. I'm at peace more often and less stressed. In general, I have less mental clutter. If you haven't already developed a mindfulness practice, consider finding one that works for you. And if you had, and maybe your routine's stale, shake it up and try something new. Other episodes that will support you in clearing mental clutter. Episode 247, Whose Voice Is That? From June 2018. Episode 244, Creating a Sacred Space, from May of 2018. May Awareness this year, Autopilot. Also from May, Episode 240, Great Expectations. From March 2018, Episode 231, Everyday Enlightenment. And finally from 2018, in February, The Awareness, Forget That Stuff. October 2017, Episode 206, Are You Sad? From September 2017, Episode 202, Breaking Bad Habits. Also from September, Episode 199, Wishful Thinking. The Gift of the Present Moment, Episode 190, from July 2017. Also from July, Episode 188, How to Effectively Say No. And finally, from April 2017, The Art of Allowing, Episode number 175. Take actions. Observe your thoughts. Where are you? What are you thinking? What keeps coming up? Journal about your thoughts. What can you discover about yourself? Create a plan and take steps in clearing your mental clutter. Develop a mindfulness practice if you don't have one already. On our next episode, we're talking about apps to make life easier for the school year. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.